You are retiring now after 38 years with the Atlanta Chamber Players.
But who's counting?
I don't think you look a day over 38. You were not only the founding artistic director, but also served as pianist all those years. What made you decide to form the group?
I was too naive to know what I was getting into, but I was in love enough with the repertoire as a college student that I didn't care. I wanted to play that music. That music grabbed me. That was just the most amazing experience to play chamber music, these glorious, luscious pieces with these fantastically challenging and rewarding piano parts. And oh my gosh, I want to do that. And then along the way, I learned about publicity and fundraising and management and boards of directors and grant writing. But it's always been the music that has been the reward and the thing that made it worthwhile.
In fact, that commitment, excitement about new music led you to start a composition competition.
Yes, in 2009. Ron Antonori and I started Rapido. The Rapido Composition Contest is about to start our fourth cycle. And in this, composers pre-register, and then they have 14 days to compose a five-minute piece. They find out at 9 a.m. on day one what the requirements are. And then it's ready, set, go. And it's just been a tremendous joy. And we've grown from a shy undertaking of just southeastern states to all 50 states, coast to coast. And we have been part of creating 1,000 new short chamber works during these years since 2009.
What a legacy. It was Daniel Barenboim who said, all music is chamber music, whether he is conducting an orchestra or playing the piano. He made some reference to the fact that this art form, above all others, embodies what the artist strives for.
It is a very supreme experience because it demands that you be a leader. You're the only one on your part. No one's doubling your part. And it requires that you be very sensitive as a collaborator, a partner. I think maybe my favorite part is in performance. You have an unusual ability to be spontaneous because there is no conductor. And all the musicians pretty much are face-to-face equal, trading back and forth equally. And so you can do something spontaneously one night that you've never done before. And when you're really listening, that's when you take flight as a group.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to give myself permission not to do and not to know, because my whole life, my whole career, my whole professional life, I have done the Atlanta Chamber Players. And surely there's something else that I can do.
Paula Peace, thank you for all you have done for music in Atlanta. That's not going away.
The privilege has really been mine, and I am the one who has received so many blessings. And very shortly, the Atlanta Chamber Players Search Committee will be announcing my successor. And from the information that I've been privy to, I'm very excited and can't wait for official news to break.